Wilson.
Tony Draper, Swab House Records, is on the line with us, and you just heard Jig featuring Ice Cube, What I Want. Fuck I Want.
That's that new heat, Tony, huh?
That new shit, baby.
And you're back, and you came back in the game heavy with Ice Cube.
For sure.
Right, that's a big deal.
For sure.
You made that guy a lot of money.
For sure.
And he made you a lot of money, too, you know?
Of course.
So we were talking about the VH1 Hip Hop Honors, and, yes, you know, a lot of people that are upset about it, and you in particular have voiced your discontent, so why don't you explain it now?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you felt like you should have been honored right along up there with, you know, Jay Prince is being honored.
Yeah, let me see who's honored. Jay Prince is being honored, Jermaine Dupri, Luke and the 2 Live Crew, Master P, and Organized Noise. The thing, Tony, to me is that it seems like it's confusing, like, if they're going to...
they're putting in executives
with artists. Like, they should make a decision. To me,
exactly,
they should, you know, you should do, you guys like the executive class, because you're seeing your peers being, exactly, honored, but you knew you built the business yourself with them.
Of course. Yeah. Yes. I mean, listen, you know, it's simple, baby. I see my people walking across the stage and I'm not graduating.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. It's like, you know, explain to me what it is. It's like, you know, I feel like this, and it's no disrespect to no one per se, but an East Coast person can't give their perspective on Southern history, on Southern culture, on what people from the South look at, on what we embrace. Because I remember, I've been screaming independent since 86. I first came to New York in 93. So when I did my first deal with Red, I told Alan Grunblack, I said, look, we going to do this thing, but we going to do this thing like this, and I'm going to own everything. That was unheard of, because at the time, Common was over there, Fat Joe was over there, the Big Nuts, and they didn't own anything.
Right. Yeah, the relativity days.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, because their perspective was going to the parent company, getting the advance, getting the marketing fund, blah, 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 blah. That's not the way I came up. The way I came up was, I'm going to go in my pocket, and I'm going to spend everything, even if this is going to be the mortgage to my house, I'm going to spend that too.
Right.
And I'm going to keep everything. So that's, so at any point, if my deal with Relativity wasn't working properly, I could walk.
Right, and have all your own shit.
Have my own shit. So I felt like, from people looking up to me from down south.
Now, maybe they should have hired a Southern correspondent or somebody that could.
And
now, have they reached out to you? Because obviously this has been a big story, so no one's tried to contact you and say, look.
Not at all. And see, what you got to understand something is this, is that when you down south, we don't have that luxury of coming to the city and see a Def Jam, see a Universal, see a Jive. So it's really out the trunk for real. So when you honoring Southern music, Southern culture, you have to pay homage to the things that mean something to us. All that commercialized shit, that means nothing. That means absolutely nothing to somebody that's from Arkansas, that's grinding, trying to come up. Somebody that's from Birmingham, somebody that's from Memphis. These guys don't respect no all that radio shit.
All right, well, let's take some calls. Big Friday from Dallas wants to talk to you. What's up, Big Friday?
What's up, Miss Angela? What's going on?
Yeah, we have Tony Draper on the line.
Hey, what's happening, Drake, man?
What's up, baby? How you?
What's going on, man? I'm from Dallas, man. I'm good. Well, first off, you know what I'm saying? We took the D off of Dallas and put a B, so it's all of Texas, first off. You like that?
I like that.
I got two quick questions, man, real quick. Being from the South, you know I had to call. Why is Scarface not getting the notoriety that he used to, being one of the best lyricists out there still today? And for two, you know what I'm saying? I went to jail like on a pit bull ticket. And I was down there. When I went down there, Scarface was in jail down in Luke Ferry. You know what I'm talking about? And everybody was crunk on that. You know what I'm saying? Asking why he ain't on like he used to be, and ain't getting the music put out there like he used to. And I went to a 90s party like a couple of nights ago, and they say that I'm so proud of all that old Teela, man. Whatever that was, Teela, man.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. You know, as far as Scarface, I just think us being, and when I say us, I mean me and you as well, being from the South, is that Southern artists don't really get the respect. And especially when Scarface came up in a time when it wasn't no such thing as Southern hip-hop. So, and Scarface is a bad motherfucker, no doubt. And myself as well. So I just think that they look at the game, and when I said they, the powers that be, look at the game and say, you know what, that's not real music. And they so stupid and don't realize is that we do that shit that other motherfuckers can't do. It's like being from the South, Jack the Rapper was in Atlanta. I remember this shit like it was yesterday. People came down from New York. I was like, yo, that's such and such and such and such. And then I said, you know what? Them niggas ain't got no money. I see them on TV and see them in all the jewelry, all this dope ass artwork. The shit wasn't real.
All right, let's talk to one more person. Knock from Cincinnati. What's up, Knock?
What's going on, Angie? How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you? Tony Draper, Suave House Records on the line.
Sure, gotta holler at T. Dre. What's going on, Playboy?
What's up, baby? How you?
I'm good, I'm good. Hey, you probably don't remember this, dude. I worked with you back in the days when you was dealing with Ice Cube, but doing the Play Club, Players Club, period.
Man, I'm tell you something, baby. I was in Cincinnati. You know, man, I got love for the Natty, man.
Nah, did he drape you up?
I did do my, y'all, Drake's a real nigga all day, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to say what's up to you, man, and you know what I'm saying? Say, you know what I mean, keep doing your thing. I know after you get all this this press, man, you're about to parlay it into some new business.
All the time, baby. Listen, I'm coming to the Natty. I'm coming to hang out. Tommy Bruno down there doing his thing, and man, I'm going to come out there and hang with him.
All right. Tony Draper. Well, this wasn't so bad. Look, Tony Draper seems like...
Tony Draper's not mad, baby.
But I'm saying...
Let everything be clear. Right, Tom?
Oh, no, I'm not mad.
He has a reputation of being an intimidating kind of guy.
No, not at all, Angie. Not at all. I'm a player. Bonafide.
People be intimidated by that, though, Tony Draper.
You know what? People be intimidated because I'm not a fool. It's like, you know what they always say? Hey, man, give me your master's. It's not worth nothing. Guess what? It's really not worth nothing if the shit is whack.
Right.
Yep. But if the shit is good, it's worth a lot. And I'm going to tell you something. The industry was created on catalog and publishing.
Very true. Very true.
So if you take away the ownership of the masters, the industry will crumble.
Right.
But what happens is that we as young people, we are so embraced by money and hey, take this money.
Give me my advance.
Long term.
I want a nice big
short term. Short term thinking, not long term.
Short term thinking. And you know what? First of all, this is the wackest thing ever. The young generation have a thing with saying old ass nigga.
Oh. Right? All, tell them, Tony.
First of all, if it's God's will, you better hope that you get older.
That's right. That's what people call Elliot all the time.
But the point is this, though. Wisdom. You can't take away wisdom. You think Michael Jordan can't tell you about basketball because he's 40-something years old now?
Are you serious? Yeah, you're right. So what do you think we should do about the hip-hop honors? Don't watch it.
Boycott.
Don't watch it. First of all, it's this. It's not put together properly. It's not the right lineup for number one. For number two, the trailer they had to advertise the show was so disrespectful. They was dropping the microphone in some flour, then dropping in some grease.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
No, you've seen that.
I did not even see that.
They're taking that 30 South thing too. Damn. Literal and really bad. Yeah.
Too far. They was dropping the microphone in some flour.
Wow,
and they dropped the flour into the grease, shook it up, and then pulled it out to the Dirty South Award. Come on now, stop it.
Yeah.
I got to check that out. Well, Tony Draper, we appreciate you so much for taking time out of your schedule.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
To shed some light on some things, you know, with the Suave House Records. We'll keep you updated. You keep us updated and let us know if anything else happens behind the scenes. When you come to New York, let us know, you know?
Much love.
All right.
Thank you very much.